Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this day's message comes from the epistle lesson as read. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have brought us out of the darkness into light. Through holy baptism, you called us your own and sent your Holy Spirit to be with us, to guide us, and to show us how we are to live the law of love through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, many of you probably have seen a t-shirt that is sold through the Concordia Press. It simply says, I'm an antique Lutheran, and then it has a picture of Martin Luther. Well, I can tell you, I'm an antique Lutheran. Not old compared to some. However, I was born on Reformation Day, 430 years to the day Luther tacked those 95 theses on the cathedral church door there in Wittenberg, Germany. I was baptized Lutheran, confirmed Lutheran, and at age 40 I went to seminary to become a Lutheran pastor. Now, I guess that makes me Lutheran, but I've been feeling old lately, so I'm an antique Lutheran for sure. But in those years that I've been Lutheran, I've seen many changes in the Lutheran Church. And I know of many changes that have happened. I mean, people used to come on Saturday evening to be examined by the pastor before taking communion the next day. That doesn't happen in too many churches yet. In my grandparents' church, Trinity Toledo, in the old church, they had three sets of pews with side aisles, and in the center there was a split, there was a little barrier, and that was because the women were always to sit on the pulpit side of the sanctuary, and the men were to sit on the right. Now, the only time I really experienced that was when they had an anniversary at Bull Rapids in Indiana, and Pastor Weber spoke, and I was there, and the man sat on the pulpit side, the women on the lectern side, but the overflow of women and children were in the next room. There weren't quite as many men as there were women that day. The women filled up the whole side, and the men, well, they didn't seem to come. Anyway, the fact is there have been many changes in the church. And one of those changes is evident in how we mark the calendar of the church today. It used to be that we marked everything by Trinity Sunday. That today would have been the fifth Sunday after Trinity. But now it's called the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Now, I believe the reason they did that is because we understand that the Holy Spirit came down on Pentecost, and that the Holy Spirit brings to us, as the Lord and giver of life, new life in our holy baptism. That the Word and the water wash us clean of our sin, but the Holy Spirit enters and brings us from spiritual death to spiritual life. And the part between Pentecost and the last Sunday of the church year, those 20-some-odd weeks that we're always wearing green, that time is a time when we are to look at the new life we have in Jesus Christ. And so the green represents spring or that new life. That change, I believe, was for the good. For we see that in the Holy Spirit, the new life we have is a life to be lived from the day we have been baptized to the day we go home with the Lord. That the Holy Spirit comes to guide us, not only to convict us in our sin, but to guide us to confession and forgiveness, but guide us to live the law of love. Now, the law of love was spoken of in Paul's letter here. You know what the law of love is. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. But here, Paul says, to fulfill the law, you have to love your neighbor. Well, how do we go about doing that? Except that the Holy Spirit shows us how to go and love our neighbor. The problem, of course, is that we remain sinners. And I want to say with Paul that I'm the worst of all sinners. You see, if I think about who I am and my position before God, and what God did for me through the person of Jesus Christ in his death and resurrection, I have to know that I sin by thought, word, and deed, as we all confess. And when I think about it, Paul couldn't possibly have been the worst of sinners. I have to be. And because I am the worst of sinners, I can appreciate more the grace of God that I have received through Christ Jesus and through the faith that the Word has brought me to. And in this new life that I have been given, that when I do sin, the Holy Spirit guides me to confess my sin. And we all know those words, God is faithful and just to forgive my sin and forgive me all my transgressions. You know, all that is very much Lutheran 101. But you know, Paul says that even though we're sinners, we shouldn't live our life giving ourselves over to our sinful nature. Meaning that sin shouldn't reign in our life or guide us. Instead, he said we should live by the Spirit. Now, if sin is guiding us, Paul gives a list of things that shows us what leads to destruction through sin. From debauchery to anger and envy and all those things that the list says. And it's not exhausted, this list. It could go on and on and on and on. And even though I participate in those sins, God is faithful to me. That when I confess my sin, I find forgiveness. But he leads me by the Holy Spirit to do just that. To seek his face, to seek that forgiveness in faith in Christ Jesus. To live in forgiveness as part of living the law of love. But there's another part. And that part Paul also speaks of. He calls it the fruit of the Spirit. That if we are to live the law of love, what are the characteristics of who we are? Well, first of all, love, joy, peace, gentleness, I'm not going to do them in order, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control. He says, these are the things that show who you are in Christ Jesus. These are the things that God has given you freely. That this is how God intends you to live. That if God gives you love, He expects you to share that love with others. And if God gives you peace, He expects you to share that peace with others. And if God is patient with you, He expects you to be patient with others, etc. You see, stewardship is not just stewards of your financial resources. It is stewardship of all that God has given you. And so the Holy Spirit takes what God has given you and shows you how to use what God has given you that you might share it with a neighbor. To love a neighbor, and thereby fulfilling the law of love. And the Holy Spirit works day in and day out to put you in remembrance of how Jesus did that very thing. In fact, the intent is that the Holy Spirit conforms you to the likeness of Jesus Christ according to God's will. That during your life, what we call sanctification takes place. It is never fully accomplished. But while we live, we are to keep the law of love, to live the law of love, and take what God has given us and give it to others. And that includes forgiveness. That includes all that you have received. Every blessing you have received. Why are we blessed but to be a blessing to others? This is what Paul is saying. That when we live according to the law of love, according to the Spirit, we will do those things that God would have us do. For the Spirit is constantly in communication with God the Father and God the Son to guide us, to put us in remembrance of everything Jesus said, to show us the person that needs our love today, the person that needs some peace today, the person that needs a gentle hand, a caring hand. You see, we all have been blessed. But we have been blessed to be a blessing to others. And there is the fulfillment of the law of love. And when we fulfill the law of love, we have fulfilled the entirety of the law. Not that we do it perfectly. Not that we completely do it as Christ did it. But that we have accomplished what God would have us do, so that when we appear before God, God will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. For you took a little and used it. For you took a lot and used it. Not for your own self, but for all people." So, when Paul says we are to live not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, we live according to how the Spirit will guide us. That we must be in tune with the Spirit, that all might be accomplished in our life. That we fulfill the law of love. Amen. Now may the peace of God... Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.